Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Mobster's Lament by Ray Celestine, published by Pan Books in 2019. Today's book is all about New York, corruption, and revenge. It's 1947 in New York City, and Gabrielle is the manager of the famous and glamorous Copacabana Club. He's neck deep in the world of organized crime, but is planning his escape to Mexico with his niece in 10 days' time. Everything's going well until he's summoned to see his boss Costello and given an assignment to find a stolen $2 million stashed somewhere in the city. Four months earlier, someone committed a quadruple murder in a cheap drug den hotel in Harlem, and young black man Tom Talbot has been arrested for the crime. His father Michael is a retired detective, and he calls in a former colleague Ida Young to help him to clear his son's name. Widowed and an empty nester, Ida comes to New York glad for the distraction. She has another big decision playing on her mind. While Gabrielle races across town trying to find the missing money, he hears stories of the return of a man named Farron. And Farron was the man who killed Gabrielle's sister and the mother of his niece. Can Gabrielle find the money, find Farron, and get to Mexico within 10 days? And across town, as Ida finds out the truth about the murders and steps into the world of jazz and drugs and organized crime, the same murky waters as Gabrielle, can she find the real killer before the trial date? The Mobster's Lament is a fascinating look at post-World War II New York and the gangs and corruption which ruled the city during that era. Gabrielle and Ida rub shoulders with real historical figures like Louis Armstrong, Carmen Miranda, Lucky Luciano, and Charlie Parker. Returned servicemen broken by their wartime experiences turn to heroin for relief, and this is a world filled with addiction, crime, and pain. And also jazz. This is the era when big band jazz is on the decline and bebop is the new young person's music. The city itself is a main character, especially the clubs, the cheap hotels, and the gangster hangouts. Gabrielle is a haunted man. After a tough childhood, he lost his only sister to a maniac, and now he's been looking for Farron ever since. Desperate to get away, he knows the risks, and yet he's determined to protect the people he loves, even if that means pushing them away from him. Like a ghost, he travels through night New York trying to track down the money high on uppers. Ida is a black woman who can pass for white, operating in a man's world. Tough, resourceful, and smart, she and her aging colleague Michael unpick the lies and corruption about the Harlem murders, bringing themselves further into danger. A gritty and compelling historical crime, The Mobster's Lament is actually part of a series, but it was easy to read as a standalone. So if you like New York, jazz, crime, the mafia, and redemption, you might like The Mobster's Lament by Ray Celestine. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.